God bless you. Thank you, God. It is yet another Tuesday night coming to you from Little Rock, Arkansas. Brother Marcus from God Ordained Ministry. Thankful, appreciative for each and every last one of you. We're just thankful for who God is, for who He is to us, that He is our God. There is not a better secure, a more secure place ever than God being your Lord, God being the head of your life. Praise God. Doesn't mean it's going to be easy. Didn't mean that He wasn't going to take you through the valley of the shadow of death. Hallelujah. But God is, He anticipates and He predicts victory. And He does not lose. God does not lose. Praise God. And He is a God of purpose. Everything in your life that you are experiencing at this moment has a purpose. Praise God. And we bless God for you. We just thank you. We're going to get into some things tonight. Praise God. I feel an earnest in a lot of things. A very heightened, if you will, earnestness and whatever God is telling you, just do it. Thank you, God. We don't know how much time we have left. We don't know how much time is left for God Christ to come back. Praise God in the words of Mary when they were at the wedding, when the servants were, she told the servants to just do what He says, just whatever He says, just do it. Praise God. Hallelujah. There's so much God is trying to get over to you, and what's hindering is not other people. Sometimes it's just us. Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. Hallelujah. Your blessings don't hinge upon somebody else. God can flow them through other people. And He oftentimes does. A lot of times He does. But hallelujah, God is not dependent on man for anything. Hallelujah. And we should not have a mindset of dependency on what so-and-so is going to do or could do. And praise God. Just hallelujah. The source is undefeated. Praise God. Jesus is undefeated. Hallelujah. He still sits. He's the God of the living and not the dead. Hallelujah. We're going to get into some things tonight. Thank you, God. I have been compelled and for many years, people have been requesting videos, and we have some, but not nearly we should. Praise God. But He's been compelling me to really get into some things in His words that He has revealed to His people. And we are going to get into those things, praise God, this year and very, very soon. And we thank God for each and every last one of you tonight, praise God. A lot of things we're going to unveil, so to speak, in the ministry and unveil some things and we bless God for it. We just bless God for being God. I honor God for each and every last one of you holding our hands up in prayer, being when God is leading you to give. We thank God for that also. Thank you, God. But most of all, we thank God for fellowship. We thank God for being, in communion with you, God, with God and with God's people. We bless God tonight for it. Hallelujah. Happened since there is a lot that is God's people are needing prayer for, and we are going to get into those things. I'm not going to hold you too long. Praise God. And we're going to talk about life tonight, just life period, and what life is. What life, where it comes from. We know it comes from God. But what living life is about. Praise God. Hallelujah. There is a standard of man. And when you understand, which we all understand the standard of man, but also, says the God, there's a standard of God. Obviously. That's why we have a manual. Praise God. we were once connected to God, you know, and we were once disconnected. But we had, we functioned. Because without God, you don't really live life. You just function. You do it to the best that you see and how you feel. And this can be very, this is very, a dysfunctional way of living, in my opinion. It can be very, tumultuous. Well, it is. Anything Jesus said, in me, you'll have peace in the world. It'll be a lot of trouble. And, we are going to talk a little bit today. And a lot of times we look at, different offices that people have in the kingdom and things. And sometimes we can overcomplicate that, the things that, we in our minds determine as far as, somebody's office or they're closer to God than I am, blah, blah, blah. These are all, dysfunctional tactics by the enemy. Because God is not complicated. We are the complicated ones, but God is not complicated. And when things get complicated, oftentimes they get corrupted, or the corruption comes before the complication. Because I do believe you live how you believe. Probably, Jesus talks about pulling down, or the word talks about pulling down strongholds. And, oftentimes we can, man normalizes stronghold, men without God, men and women without God, you know, they normalize stronghold. But God is a grave digger. He's not a grave maker. He is a grave digger. I mean, he's digging up, not digging graves for people, because people, we create, God never intended for us to die. That was never his intention. He intended us to be like him. So man made graves, but he God goes into the dark place. And he likes reviving, so to speak. He revives. This is what, hence why they call Jesus the great physician. Because he loves to bring, men and women back from the dead. He didn't create graves. He didn't intend for death and its attributes to reign in our lives. And so we have, oftentimes lowered ourselves, because oftentimes we do things out of a lack of knowledge or a lack of understanding, and we tend to, have our ideas, and we get stuck there. We live out our ideas, and we'll call it life, and call it life more abundantly. But we're going to go into some things today about living through the Spirit. And the title of this message, if I had one, it would be life. It would be life. And, so, we're going to get into some things today. Saints of God, y'all turn with me to Ezekiel 37. So we're going to talk about living life out loud, and living it through the Spirit. God talks about, and we talked about it earlier, how God talks about he is the God of the living and not the dead. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Hallelujah. Let the dead bury the dead. When they, he told one of his disciples to follow him, and it seemed so insensitive, from our standpoint and our idea of, one of the disciples had mentioned he had to go bury his father. and let him first go. Jesus told him to follow him. He said, let me go first bury my father. And Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Well, it would seem very controversial. Very, very, very controversial. And so at that point, you have to understand that if God is the creator, in that, in our idea, because I would have thought the same thing, that this this response to this gentleman's request would be the response by Jesus, it would be insensitive. But then you, because of my ideas and how I understand things, and through my standard, hallelujah, praise God. But you start living life when you start showing yourself to the Spirit. That's when life really takes hold. Praise God. When that seed, just like a seed from man with a woman's womb, boom, life starts on this side anyway. And when the seed of Christ and seed of truth or the Spirit, Holy Spirit hits you, boom, things start to come alive, so to speak. Hallelujah. And you see a seed from one form from a man turn into another form as it begins to grow. Well, it grows into a human. We're going somewhere, thank you. And so we're going to get into this tonight about life. Because until you are really obedient to God, you really don't live to the capacity. Not a salvational issue, because we have those issues. Well, it's a salvation issue if you don't receive God. But during our walk, when we ignore the commands of God, we live substandardly. We do. Praise God. And so, just to give you a little background, y'all know this story. He didn't just happen up on a valley of dry bones. God placed him there in a valley. Oftentimes, God will place people who are full of life in places that there are no life. Praise God. And so, because the life in you is bigger than the death that's outside of you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, wisdom will tell you sometimes, or when you're not prepared for a place, but obviously he was prepared because God placed him there. And when God places you in tough situations, because he's already prepared you for it. Hallelujah. Praise God. With God. So God took the man of God. And the Bible says the hand of the Lord was upon him and carried him in the spirit of the Lord and set him down in the midst of a valley which was full of bones. Now, isn't that something? We have oftentimes the thought process, oh, I don't want to go over there because I don't want to catch what they have that mentality. Well, I don't want to minister there to this or that. Well, the fact that you're probably deader than that individual anyway, if you have that mentality. Because you know the life which through the spirit that we live, that we should be living in us, is bigger than anything around us or even in us. It's bigger than cancer. It's bigger than lies. It's bigger than the conspiracy the enemy has against you. It's victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. The Spirit knows nothing but victory. It knows nothing but lordship. It knows nothing but kingship. It knows nothing but dominion. Doesn't know anything else. Hallelujah. So the Spirit is going to have dominion. But God doesn't violate us, so he will. Praise God. So when you are sold out and you are like, God, I'm here to serve, he's going to place you into places to serve. Follow me. And in different capacity to serve. So here's the priest and the prophet, which Ezekiel was, and he placed him in a valley of absolute dry bones. And it's funny, he didn't just say bones, he said dry bones. Now we know dryness is something that has no moisture, has no water. We know the word is considered the water, is considered like water. So this place was dry. I can imagine not only the dryness, you can imagine the sight of this. But here's a righteous God putting him in a dry place. Sometimes it would seem unfair. It would seem it wouldn't make sense. And so this is why we can't lean on our own understanding. We have, oftentimes we have an idea what the gospel is, or what we think the gospel is. Hallelujah. But the word reveals what the gospel and who God is. Because the gospel is God. Praise God. It is the good news. And the good news does not come from the enemy. And the news of the enemy is always going to tell you how dry these bones are. It's going to tell you how deep this valley is. How, overwhelming this situation. This is what the news of the enemy. But see, Ezekiel trusted life, trusted God. He did. God took him to a seemingly a tough place. Hallelujah. And we're not, we've read about the Valley of Dry Bones, but that's not the part that we're gonna, the Holy Spirit is gonna expound on. Ezekiel 37, 10. Praise God. We're gonna start in 10. And so God had told Ezekiel to prophesy into the dry bone. And there was a process taking place. Hallelujah. God said, judge nothing before the time. So oftentimes, there could be light, and there could be the process of God of bringing things back, and we can judge people by the part of the process that we come in. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to go into the rattling and all that, and the CDs coming back on. I'm not going to go into all that tonight, because it is. But I challenge you to read 37 in its fullness. And so the sinews and the flesh all came upon them when he prophesied and covered them above. The Bible says, but there was no breast in them. So their flesh had come back, but their spirit hadn't. And this was a part of the process. They were dry bones, flesh started covering sinews, the functionality came back, but they had no breast in them. The Bible says, had no breath in them. And here's the part that we're going to get into. The title of this message is called Life. It's called Life. And so God told them to prophesy unto the wind. And say to the wind, come from the four winds, breath upon these slain, that they may live. Do you not know the word of God is the breath of God? And when you are intentionally sitting upon the feet of God, the feet of Jesus, in his word, you're gonna have life. Period. This is why the enemy fights you so far, so hard against the word of God. Because it is life. Praise God. So the four winds come, and O breath in the end, told them to prophesy, O breath, breath upon the slain, that they may live. This is the ninth verse. We're going to start in 10. Watch this. He said, so I prophesied as he commanded me. Now, isn't that something? He prophesied as God commanded him. Hallelujah. God pays for what he orders. He's ordering the man of God's footsteps. And God commanded him. Praise God. So when you are, when a king would have, send a messenger or whatnot, he would have his signet, his whatever message he was sending. It was backed by that king. And in the same way, a lot of people look into the promises, but they don't know the promise keeper. And so we're looking for God to do what we want him to do. And avoiding what he's commanding us to do. We want God to bless me, but God don't give me any orders. I just want to do what I want to do. This is not how it works. Hallelujah. He said, so I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived. And stood up upon their feet an exceeding and a great army. Can I tell you something about that? This is, I was not trying to preach from here. In fact, I had told my sister there was a good chance we were trying to go into some Jacob, talk a little bit about Jacob. But God had begun to minister to me the past few days about his army. And how he is using you to raise up the help. And a lot of you have battled, but you had to learn how to war and to fight right. Because a lot of us are trying to use the devil's tactics and the devil because we have not given some parts over to of ourselves. To the promise keeper. Not that God didn't faith. He's faith. He's so faithful. And so, as we continue to matriculate down this walk, God teaches you how to fight right. And when you fight right, and I say fight right, fight the good fight of faith. Fight righteously. Because when we have opposition there, oftentimes we want to identify as the flesh. It's really just the spirit. Enemy wants you to fight in the flesh because that's where violations, cheating, all kinds of the unrighteous fruit comes. Because we're fighting from the seed of man and the carnality of our mankind and not the sword or the seed of the spirit. So we see the man of God here ministering as commanded, seeing this situation is unseemly, but he's backed by God. Hallelujah. There is nothing greater than God than living in a life of obedience and you're being commanded by God. Hallelujah. See, when it's commanded by God, there is no resistance. When your footsteps are ordered by God, you do have great resistance, but it really isn't. Hallelujah. Because the greatest thing God wants to get you to is to doubt. So when God asked Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? Ezekiel's response said, God, you know it. It's okay. You know. Hallelujah. Powerful banter there. So he deferred to the power of God. God, you know. Praise God. And God said, I would cause breath to come inside these dead bones. Powerful stuff. This is what life is all about. Communication with God. Communion with God. This is what life truly is about. He said, so I prophesied as he commanded, and the breath unto them, and they lived, and stood upon their feet in exceeding great army. Watch this. Then he said unto me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dry, and our hope is lost, and are cut off for our parts. Look at the faithfulness of God. So he raises up these dry bones, whether it's figuratively, literally, I believe both. Hallelujah, because I've been the walking dead, and I see the walking dead every day. Hallelujah. Praise God. I was the walking dead. There's still some things God's processing out of Brother Marcus to this day. But he's faithful to communicate. He's faithful to commune through the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So he says, then he said, son of man, the bones of the whole house of Israel. Now these are his people. And they're dry. They are dry, meaning brittle, and their hope is lost, and are cut off for our parts. Now, Israel was transgression. The whole book of Ezekiel is unbelievable, fascinating. But Israel had adopted and become they had received and accepted their adoption papers from other nations. Oh, this is why you have to know whose you are and who is with you and the promises that he has given. That regardless of how it looks, the Spirit of God and the life that is in you greater than the dry bones, even if your whole lineage is dry. Hallelujah. God said those dry bones can live. He said the whole house. He didn't say some part. He didn't say the whole house of Israel was dry with dry bones. That's something else. God's word, not man's word. But you must realize when you see a dryness and hope lost, you see an opportunity. We're assessing and judging situations without considering the life and the power of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then he said unto the son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried and our hope is lost and are cut off for our parts. Watch this. He said, therefore prophesy. We know the word prophesy means predict, means preach. And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, oh, my people, they dry, but they still his people. You see how faithful God is? Behold, oh, my people, I will open your graves. Now, notice he didn't say his grave. He said your graves. And this is layered here. This is layered here. Because he saw a valley of dry bones. A valley. And there's a lot of imagery going on here. Well, but the Holy Spirit reveals some things to you. I pray anyway. So once again, God didn't create graves because he intended us to be alive. But the grave doesn't stop God from giving life. Praise God. This scripture is backed up with the one that Jesus called the Pharisee's whitewashed tomb, full of dead man's bones. So he said, your graves are not going to stop me. He said he'll open them up and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of your promise. Israel, we know, was Jacob as a man, but it was also a destiny. Hallelujah. Israel means prince. So you're royally walking in when we are not abiding in the vine or connecting to Christ. We are royals that are not walking in our royal destiny. So we begin to succumb to the battle. And we predict our future. We prophesy about problems, but not prophesying to the spirit. So we're not living, we're just functioning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Living beneath your means. But he said, I'll open up your grave. So whatever you see now is burying you. God has already made a way, or that is trying to bury you. Because of the life in you, it will spring forth. If you see a seed, what is it? It's planted. It has a lot of dirt, if you will, placed over it, like a grave. But it springs forth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. And you shall know that I am the Lord. And that's what it's all about. That you shall know that he is the Lord. So a lot of the dirt that is being tossed on you via situation, once again, you're just being planted. That you shall know. Even if you cause it. God can use. I don't advocate unrighteousness. We don't advocate unrighteousness. But God can still use it. Praise God. Hallelujah. He says, cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you into the land of Israel, your promise. And this is what he's doing for you. Hallelujah. He's raising you up to bring you into your promise. But there's a process to the promise. Because if you have his spirit, God wants you to live through his spirit. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I have opened the graves, O my people, brought you up and out of your graves. Now watch this. And shall put my spirit in you and you shall live. Oh. And I shall place you in your own land. Then shall you know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, performed it, saith the Lord. Hallelujah. Today, thank you, God. Your graves, not just today. And Jesus overcame death. He overcame it with life. He had life going in, the tomb couldn't hold them. The lock had to be rolled away. Hallelujah. And he came forth. And there's some other things that we know that took place. But God commanded it. Because if I have the same spirit, if I have the spirit of God, I have life. Hallelujah. And the spirit is not intimidated by the carnal. The spirit is not intimidated by the psychological warfare of the enemy. The lies of the enemy, meaning fear. He is not intimidated. That doesn't stop him.
Layla.
If you let God, hallelujah, be God. Dry bones, even I don't care how dead or how dry, they have to spring forth. Because God's intention is for him to, for people to know who he is. So many times in life, especially in this time, the government is our God. We get so frustrated with, and I understand, whether it be voting or what all that, but they don't give you life. Hallelujah. And I don't care how dry things are. When the Spirit is present, things have to fall in line and have to spring forth. Ezekiel is just a man as you and I are. Or you man or woman, just as, but he was a man who was sat with God, who communed with God, who was led by God. And when you're led by God, life will usher, like Jesus said, rivers of living water will flow from you. And that's the blessed place. Thank you, God. When blessings not only flow into you, but flow through you. That's the blessed place. And there is no valley of dry bones. There is no whole house that has been committed to whoredom or whatever that can stop the life of Jesus. Stop the life of the Spirit. And can I tell you, it's ushering through your whole life. It's ushering, that water is ushering through your whole lineage. He's raising up an army. Yeah, they're dry and they're stinking. Hallelujah. But they're not too far gone for God. Because God still calls them his people when they don't even, when they, then times pass, they haven't even answered him. That's some powerful stuff. That's a power move. When you could still be observant and connected, much as God did, when they did not even respond in times past. But just as we haven't, there were times we didn't respond, and times we didn't hear God. He brought somebody, or he came himself. That you might have life. So I don't care what it looks like. Look to God. I don't care what it looks like. Look to God. If you're on the fence about whatever, whether you think this can, look to God. Hallelujah. I overcome my doubts. I have overcome a lot of my doubts in my life by deferring to God. Hallelujah. Situation will look some way, but I'll say, hey, God, it's in your hands. And so when you live a life deferred to God, this is where life happens. Hallelujah. Dry bones. A desert place becomes a place. An army is raised up in a desert place. Life happens in a devil play. You want to know why? Because God is not moved by condition. He sympathizes. Yes, he does. But conditions don't move him one way. Because he's God. They do not prohibit him in any way. And he intended for them not to prohibit you either. Follow them. Praise God. He is giving you life. We're going to stop right there. Thank you, God. We're going to stop right there. I challenge you to keep reading. It goes on to talk about how he was bringing Judah and Ephraim back together. It's just powerful. So powerful. He told Ezekiel to write both tribes. Well, they were split into two nations at that time. You know, there were 12, but then Judah stood on its own and the other nations kind of commingled and whatnot. And a lot of them did because they settled and they did not receive. They did not go into the promised land. So anyway, but powerful stuff. That God was showing the imagery of merging Israel back together, how God intended. And can I tell you, when you are living a life through the Spirit, God's intentions are being walked out in your life. And he wants life. And he wants life abundantly for you. Praise God. We're going to stop right there. I promise you. We're going to stop right there. I pray this word was a blessing to you, and I challenge you to keep reading on. It's unbelievable stuff, as always. Praise God. I'm Brother Marcus from God in Ministries. Thankful, appreciative for each and every last one of you. Can I tell you that these dry bones will live? Prophesy to them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Prophesy by the Spirit. Hallelujah. Live by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. Hallelujah. This is why God says he who is led by the Spirit are, not could be, not should be, but are the sons of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.